Turning to sports on KNKX, the Super Bowl happens Sunday in Miami between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. It will prominently feature two former Seahawks players. And that's not the only thing that may sting for Seahawks fans as they lament what might have been. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, this may be a hard game for Seahawks fans to watch. For the second year in a row, an NFC West team is in the Super Bowl. Last year, it was the Los Angeles Rams. This year, it's the rivals, the 49ers.
And especially because it was so close in the second game with the 49ers. Seattle had already won the first match, and then on December 29th, the Seahawks lost 26-21, but they came just inches from the game-winning touchdown. Jacob Hollister just missed getting in the end zone. And the 49ers really were hoping at the end of the regular season that the playoff circumstances did not lead to a third game against the Seahawks, because Russell Wilson would have been the guy they most feared, I think, in the playoffs. So it didn't work out that way. And I'm not saying that if the Seahawks did win that game, they would have made the Super Bowl, because there were a lot of other things that still had to happen. But it would have been easier because they would have had some home games in the playoffs. So I do think that the Seahawks fans are entitled to feel anxiety over having yet another Super Bowl pass them by and the arch rival being celebrated right now.
And then there are two former Seahawks stars playing in the Super Bowl, including 49ers cornerback Richard Sherman.
Right. The two local guys, I guess, in this are Richard Sherman, the cornerback, and Frank Clark, the defensive end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Richard, of course, left in sort of tense circumstances because he got injured 2 years ago. The Seahawks declined to pay him a big contract, and he left angrily, took the first offer he got from San Francisco. He didn't play well last year because he was still recovering from surgery to repair the torn Achilles tendon. This year, he's been back to himself, both physically on the field and very controversial, as always. Frank Clark was a guy who was traded in March after getting what they call a franchise tag, which is a one-year contract from the Seahawks, who really did want to keep him. But the Seahawks went into the draft last spring with only four picks because of various transactions prior, and they needed draft choices. So they traded Frank to Kansas City for a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and they swapped thirds. And I think the Seahawks are entirely justified in doing that because they needed people, but it's just the guys that they got weren't hugely productive. L.J. Collier, the first-round pick, a defensive tackle, barely played. The second-round pick was D.K. Metcalf, obviously a very good choice, the great wide receiver right here, who was one of the best rookies in the NFL last year. And then they also got Cody Barton in the third round, a linebacker who was forced into action late, and he didn't really play well because he was a little overmatched as a rookie. So this first year of trade didn't work really well in Seattle's favor, but the long term is still to be played out. So those two guys are going to be, I think, of great local interest, and I think there's a lot of affection for Richard here, even though some Seahawks fans are just not going to be able to deal with him.
That's right. Well, do you have a prediction for the game?
Well, Kansas City has been installed by the bookmakers as a point-and-a-half favorite. That's like the fifth smallest separation in Super Bowl history. Huh. So it's going to be a really close game. I think quarterback Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs is going to give enough of an edge because of his unpredictability to beat that great San Francisco defense. I think it's going to be Chiefs 31-29.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.